now joined on the call by the head coach of the University of Maine, Jordan Stevens. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Certainly not the start to the season that you wanted, a 41-0 loss at New Mexico. As you've gone back and looked at the game, just give me your impressions on what happened.
Yeah, obviously didn't execute well enough to make it a competitive game. And I'm really on both sides of the ball, you know, and we got to be better first, second down on each side. And then, you know, especially third down defensively, got to get off the field in those opportunities. You know, like the way the guys competed towards the, you know, end of the game, staying with it. But a lot to take from this game, a lot to build off, a lot of good things, a lot of things that we need to improve, you know, obviously in a hurry here, and we got to work on that yesterday, and, you know, excited about this week and the upcoming opponent.
First question this morning from Larry Mahoney. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Larry. Morning, Rob. Thanks, Coach. How are you?
What's up, Larry?
Jordan, just, what do you prioritize as you head back to the practice field? What are specifics that are at the top of the list as you get ready for Colgate? Thank you.
I mean, number one, just offensively, we need to do a better job just protecting our quarterback and Joe, and just giving him opportunities to make plays. And, you know, because he's the guy for us and he's our leader, and we want to make sure we put him in a position to excel, you know, on each down. So that's a big priority of ours. And, you know, I think we got a good plan moving forward with that. You know, and just getting back to a lot of the things that, you know, we know to be true and that are going to put us in a position to be successful. And that's a lot of the details on each side of the ball.
Jordan, next question from Kevin Marshall.
Coach, what did you learn on the sideline as the head coach for your first game? What did you learn?
A lot of things just more the personality of our team, and, you know, just getting to know them in that setting. And, you know, and I think we have a lot of strong leaders that are doing a great job of leading this team and have the right focus and the right mentality. It was good to see them come through and really voice themselves on the sideline, and, you know, excited to get back out there with them this weekend.
Jordan, next question from Travis Lee. Good morning, Travis.
Hey guys, Jordan, was there one facet of your team that surprised you? I mean, did you have an area that you thought, hey, you know, I really feel like we're going to be okay, you know, whether it's, you know, run stop or was there an area that surprised you more than others that you were ineffective with on Saturday night, I guess?
Yeah, we're really young on defense, and you know, up front we have some experience in Jamel Wiley. We have some other guys that don't have as much experience. So I was pleased with especially that front seven and just seeing how they competed, how they held up, how they were able to dominate at times up front. And, you know, I think it's a lot to build off and seeing them play together, seeing them play with energy. So I really felt like that front seven of our defense was something to build off. I think our kicking game obviously wasn't able to show that, but I think our punter does a great job as well. And just special teams was really solid all day. So, you know, I think there's a lot to build off there. When you look on the offensive side of the ball, a lot of pieces there in place. I think that, you know, this week seeing us really come together will be a huge step, and because it's all there, and, you know, the pieces are there. We got to just go out and execute. And I think you're going to see that this weekend.
Did you guys, I guess, could you sum up the attitude of the group on the plane ride back and looking forward into this week? Is it, you know, still in a pretty good place?
Absolutely. I mean, this is the first game, you know, so it's like, you know, we have a lot ahead of us. You know, optimism is high. I mean, we are just getting started here. Myself, I'm just getting started here. There's a lot to put in place, and I'm excited about everything that's to come for this team. We have a lot of talent. We have a ton of ability. We have depth. Now it's really just putting those pieces together, and that's going to take one day at a time, you know, and that's, we're going to put the first step forward tomorrow, you know, as we come out for practice.
Thank you.
Jordan, offensively, you touched on it a little bit, feeling like you were close. You guys only 117 total yards, 22 on the ground. What was New Mexico able to do to make it so tough on you?
Yeah, I mean, they're an aggressive defense, and Coach Rocky Long with their, you know, their three down stack defense, and then they'll play a three high shell, and certainly aggressive, and they're in their third, I think it's their third year in that system. So you saw them playing with a lot more confidence, executing at a higher level than we had seen them play last year. You know, certainly their physicality, their aggressiveness was seen and felt, you know, and presented some problems. You know, I think offensively for them, just the option element, and for us doing a better job moving forwards with playing with edges on defense, you know, and being able to funnel everything back inside will be the next step for us.
Got a follow-up question from Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
Thanks, Rob, again. Jordan, can you give us an injury update? I know Josh Slezin didn't play. Will he be back for Colgate? Any other injuries or people returning? And then just handicap Colgate and what they're like and what you're going to have to do to have success. Thank you.
Yeah, Josh right now is day-to-day. We're hoping we'll have more information on him by the end of the day today and then into tomorrow. And outside of that, from the game, we made it out pretty healthy. You know, just looking at Colgate, you know, obviously a really competitive team, a team that brings the toughness here, you know, and really has brought that over the years. And a team I've faced from my time here at Maine and then at Yale as well. And I know what they present, you know, for problems on both sides of the ball. And it starts with their quarterback. They got a great quarterback in Michael Brusha, who is the Patriot League Rookie of the Year last year, started three games last year. And, you know, he's a guy who, even at Stanford, played really well. And, you know, offensively, they do a great job running the ball. And so we're looking forward to this game. And, you know, they certainly have our attention.
Jordan, talk about some of the guys on your defense. You did have you were able to pick off a couple of passes and got a couple of sacks. Brian Lee with eight tackles in one of those sacks. And again, is it Xavier Nurse, Bugs Brown with pickoffs? How did you feel like those guys played?
I thought Xavier Nurse did a great job. I mean, he played majority of the downs for us at Mike, played a little bit of Sam as well out of the box. He's able to get down the line of scrimmage on third down and rush the passer. So it was good to see him take that step forward, because that's something we know he has in him, is to play at that level. Kazir Bugs Brown, you know, definitely has a nose for the ball and is able to, you know, really get himself in position to play the ball. And I think that he's continuing to get better. He's a guy in his second year here. So, you know, expecting him to continue to improve. Brian Lee is a guy who can run sideline to sideline. You know, so we're excited about those guys, and as many as the other pieces up front. You mentioned Justin Sambu. I think getting him and all those players in the right position to succeed is the, you know, what our focus is each week.
Before I let you go, you guys, your first home game as your alma mater as head coach, how much are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, I'm fired up. I mean, we're excited for this weekend. You know, just our next game, more importantly, and a great opponent. And, you know, looking for a great week of prep, great week of focus as well.
All right, Jordan, thanks so much for your time this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.